All right, welcome to January 3rd on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I am your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. And in case you're wondering, no, I'm not really much of a historian, actually. I'm just another dude with a microphone and an iTunes account who happens to be a great patriotic American. Speaking of iTunes, if you happen to be listening to me on that particular medium, I love a good review. So when you get a chance, do me a solid and write me one. Appreciate it. Thanks for that. I assembled this podcast from a tool shed in my backyard in La Mesa, California, right next to America's finest city, San Diego. If you're ever looking to move to the area, or if you have any questions about real estate, check out TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. Because as a full-service Encinitas and San Diego real estate professional, Teresa works with buyers, sellers, and investors in real estate transactions. So check it out, TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. That's Teresa with an H. And let's begin the show as we normally do with a Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everybody stand up, face the flags if we have one, put our right hands over our hearts and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Woohoo! America! And now on to today's headlines. Stephen Austin is arrested in Mexico. Marvin C. Stone patents the drinking straw, and George Washington is brilliant in New Jersey once again. All right, so now let's do this. 1834, Stephen Austin is arrested in Mexico. I mean, like, who hasn't been arrested at one point in Mexico? I mean, what's the fun of spring break if you don't get arrested in Mexico? Just kidding, Mom and Dad. The father of Texas, as he's nicknamed, Steve Austin, continued on his father's quest to colonize Tejas in Mexico with Anglo-Americans. His father, Moses, negotiated with Mexican President Santa Anna to colonize the land, but died in Missouri on his way back from Texas. Steve reluctantly took over as the revolutionary. After many delays and frustrations with the Mexican government to address local issues, Austin repeatedly found himself going back to Mexico City to argue for the rights of the American colonists. By 1832, the growing number of Anglo-Americans were making the Mexican government uncomfortable, and by 1830, there was talk in the town about the United States getting involved to annex Texas. So by 1830, the Mexican government stopped letting in more white colonists. Austin was convinced, despite all this, he could keep peace and bring the people what they wanted. He believed he could keep the locals from taking arms as long as there was a peaceful solution possible. By 1833, the Texans had drawn up a state constitution, and on January 3rd, 1834, Austin went to deliver it to the Mexican government, where Santa Anna threw him in prison on suspicion of inciting insurrection. He stayed in jail for 8 months, and by the time he got out and went back to Texas, he found a revolution was imminent. Austin was hoping for a more peaceful solution, but clearly this wouldn't happen, so he prepared for war with Mexico and led Texas to victory. In the new nation of Texas, Austin would be defeated by Sam Houston for the new president. Austin would become the Secretary of State instead, but succumbed to illness and died at age 43. 1888. Marvin C. Stone patents the first wax drinking straw. And I don't think I've used one of these since I was like 10, but what a great invention. Previously, folks used natural ryegrass straws, which would wind up leaving, as you can imagine, a funny taste in the drink. Stone first made his straw by spiraling paper around a pencil and glued it at both ends. Then he began using a paraffin wax coated manila paper that wouldn't get soggy. This caught on, as we all well know, and he made a fortune out of making drinking straws. You're welcome, world! 1777, Washington is again brilliant in New Jersey. A little over a week ago, I discussed how General George Washington showed more testicular manhood than just about any military general in history, as he convinced his starving men on the verge of defection to cross an icy Delaware River and surprise the Hessian army in Trenton on Christmas Eve. Now, British General Charles Cornwallis would be sent to bag the fox and get rid of Washington once and for all. Cornwallis had 8,000 strong and well-equipped men to face Washington's beaten and tired 5,000 men. Washington knew this wasn't going to work, so late at night, Washington left his campfire burning on the night of January 2nd, muffled the wheels of his army's wagons, and snuck around the side of the British camp unnoticed. Bold and dangerous? Yeah. Effective? Unbelievably effective. Washington was able to catch the straggling British rear guard, which they outnumbered 5-1. The final battle took place on Princeton's campus. About 200 British regulars were fortified at Nassau Hall. Americans began firing cannon at the building, and legend has it, check this out, a cannonball decapitated a portrait of King George II hanging inside the building, an omen that freaked out the British and got them to surrender New Jersey. And so that, my friends, is going to wrap it up for January 3rd on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com, as well as the Facebook page. Let me know what your take is on today's ep. For instance, what about that Stephen Austin story? Did Mexico get a good deal from the United States on giving up Texas, or did they get shafted? Or what about the straw? Do you use one? Or what about George Washington in New Jersey? Is it any wonder he's one of my favorite generals of all time? Not to mention one of my favorite U.S. presidents. So yeah, let me know what you think. You can also take a gander at some of the multiple choice quizzes while you're on the website. I made them all by myself. And be sure to check out tomorrow's program. I'll talk about Utah, the War of Currents, and the four-wheeled roller skate. So don't miss that. And until then, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans, and we will see you tomorrow.